hello to all the people that have lamented the missing of Laura's Diary for a whole week now. I'm pleased to say at 5:14, it's back. Laura's Diary on Radio 1. Now, last time, let me just take you way back to a couple of Fridays ago. Laura went on a romantic break with Ben to Skegness. Not that she saw much of it, because she was in the room, mostly, all weekend. But Laura was feeling a bit funny during the break. It was really nice to see him, and they had loads of fun, but she's feeling a little bit rejected.
The circus. Oh,
God. What happened was, Laura told Ben that she loved him, and he didn't really say anything back. He just kissed her on the forehead and said, "I know." Which apparently is a line from Star Wars. Not really the response that Laura was hoping for. Maybe he doesn't love her as much as she loves him. Or maybe he's still in love with Jenny, that cow. And maybe, if that's the case, Laura should tell Ben about what happened with Alan. No! Please welcome, and it's lush to speak to her again, Laura's sister Mary, to read out the next bit of the diary. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been phoning you for ages. Where have you been?
I got locked out.
Right. Is that why you weren't answering your phone?
Yeah.
Right, well, thanks for your interest.
No, my phone was inside the house.
Do you know what I mean? I gave you a whole week off, and then you just, like, don't answer the phone when I call you.
Such a diva.
I know, darling. Right, next bit of the diary, please. I mean, I just can't wait for this. Go on.
Okay. Sunday, the 26th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, just past Newcastle. The train's quite quiet, actually, which is good, because I'm sure my makeup is smudged. Sexy. Mm. It's raining.
I bet she's got lipstick on her teeth as well. Do you know what I mean?
It's raining, and it feels like I'm in a film. But a film without a happy ending.
Oh, please.
Why do I always cry
the
on
circus is falling down on its knees.
Sorry.
Had a really lovely time in Skegness. Made me think about how great things would be if it was just me and Ben all the time. Without hassles, without uni. I think we could have a really happy life together. Talk to him.
Maybe
about
without
me.
Uni and without hassles, but with tea and coffee making facilities.
Talk to him about the I love you thing last night. God. Felt I needed to get an explanation. I asked him when we were out at dinner, so he couldn't strop off.
Where did you go, by the way, for dinner? Can you remember?
Chippy,
right. Brilliant.
Classy bird. Mm. He said saying that got you into trouble and just complicates things.
No.
I don't understand how that makes things complicated. Surely it's the most simple thing in the world. Cheesy. He said that I don't love him, that I just think I do, and that actually I'm in love with the idea of being in love.
What? Hello?
I mean,
sounds like a big cop-out from Ben to me. What about you? Move away. Go on.
How does he know how I feel? Maybe he's just one of those guys that shows how he feels more physically. Wrong.
Right.
Like I got him a kiss me quick, squeeze me slow hat.
Oh,
how romantic. And he kept it on most of the weekend.
That's because he didn't leave the room. You wouldn't want to go out wearing that, would you?
Even in bed.
So, listeners, just think about it now. It's Laura and Ben in the room in Skegness, and Ben's not wearing anything apart from a Kiss Me Quick hat.
And he won me a Teletubby out of a machine in the amusement.
Oh, bless.
Don't think it's a real one, because it hasn't got an aerial. But it's the thought that counts. Don't really want to go back, but I suppose I have to. It's not that long till the Christmas holidays. Love, Laura. P.S. I wonder how Alan is.
The circus is falling.
That's brilliant. It's really good speech again, Mary.
Good. Missed you.
I miss you too. If you could, like, answer the phone tomorrow.
Okay, baby.
All right, thanks for your interest. Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Now for the next bit of Laura's diary, please welcome the person that found the diaries and agreed to read them out live at 5:15 every day on Radio 1. It's Laura's sister Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Coursework.
Rubbish. About what?
The effect of abiotic factors on flora.
What, margarine?
What, sorry?
Margarine.
No, flowers.
All right. Anything you're stuck on that our audience, our highly intelligent audience, can help you out with?
Well, if anyone could tell me how Coluna vulgaris is adapted to survive in acidic soils, that would be very helpful.
Can you repeat that again, please?
How Coluna vulgaris is adapted to survive in acidic soils.
Right, 81199. I have the answer for you in seconds, all right? Well, part of the service, you know? You scratch my back, I indeed scratch yours. Now, here's the next bit of Laura's diary, read by Mary. Go.
Wednesday, the 29th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, just got back from hanging out with Lisa and Lynn after uni in the GU bar. They're dead nice.
Are they the No, they're not the lesbians that you're scared of, are they? Right,
no.
Okay, sorry. Confusion, go on.
Spoke to them about Ben. Got a letter from him this morning that really annoyed me. At the end of the letter, instead of writing lots of love from Ben, like he normally does, he signed off with lots of affection, not love, Ben.
What? He actually put not love, Ben.
Yep.
Right.
How the hell is that meant to make me feel? Lisa thinks he's had a bad experience in the past, and that I need to help him through it. I put the fake Teletubby he got me in the bin, and I'm not going to write to him for a week and see how he likes that.
So, nah.
Two can play that game.
Yes, as Bobby Brown once said.
I decided I ought to channel my efforts into something else, so got an application form off Fraser for SubCity in English.
What's SubCity?
Is it a student radio station?
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Right.
Yep. Lisa and Lynn said they'll do it with me. Hopefully.
Just check in, they're not the lesbians, are they?
Sorry.
Nothing.
Hopefully they'll give us a show. How funny would that be?
Your own show on the radio. Brilliant.
I think the boys must be trying to cook because the flat stinks of fish. Melanie from upstairs has been hanging out in here a lot. I think she might have snogged Alan when I was away.
Yo.
She's always in his room. I'm not jealous. I just appreciate it if someone had the manners to actually tell me.
Why should they tell you? Right, what? It's none of your business. It's none of your business. Why? She doesn't know.
Sleazy Alan's in the kitchen, so I'm going to lock my door and go to sleep now. Really not in the mood. Love, Laura. P.S. Did the couple upstairs ever stop?
So the fake Teletubby is now in the bin, and she's not going to write to Ben for a week because of what he said in the letter. And she's hoping for her own show on student radio in Glasgow. There has to be tapes of that. Surely. I would love that. Mary, see if you can find any cassettes.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Right, love you. I'll speak to you tomorrow. More from the diary. Thank you.
Bye.
Next part of the diary, please.
Okay. Thursday, 13th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, didn't go to uni as the flat needed cleaning. Let's face it, the boys weren't going to do it.
OCD again, yep.
Yep. Sleazy Alan came in and said he wanted to chat. I couldn't be bothered with him and asked him to go. But he kept following me wherever I went and wouldn't leave me alone.
Hence the name, Sleazy Alan.
The only way to get away from him was to lock myself in the shower.
Whoa. So you locked yourself in the shower?
Yeah.
Right.
I must have been in there for 45 minutes.
But he wasn't in the shower with you, was he?
No, he it's like a cubicle thing.
Okay, right. So he's outside the shower. Yeah. Okay. Right, sorry, carry on. I just wanted to clear that up.
He just kept telling me that he likes me, and I just kept telling him to get lost.
So, let me just get this right. He's outside the shower cubicle thing.
Yeah.
You're not actually having a shower at this point.
No.
You're just in the shower without it being on.
Yeah, locked myself
locked
in.
Locked in. Right.
Stalker.
Brilliant.
After a while...
Because if you were in the shower and it was on, then you would have been quite wrinkly, wouldn't you, after 45 minutes? Right, okay, I just wanted to be clear. Okay, go on.
After a while, I got out the shower and kneed him in the nuts. He's so annoying.
Kneed him in the nuts? Off of the 80s? When is the last time you heard someone say, kneed him in the nuts? Seriously? Okay, he's so annoying, yes?
And he stinks.
Right.
I think he got the hint eventually.
Well, if someone kneed me in the nuts, I'd probably get the hint, yeah.
Just in case, I locked myself in my room until the boys came home. Dave and Alan have just been down to have a word with him. Apparently, he won't be bothering me again.
Oh, are they like York's answer to the Mitchell brothers, Dave and Alan? Were they?
All I want to do is phone Ben, but I don't want to give in. If he doesn't love me, then he won't care anyway. Dave and Alan will look after me.
Morning.
Love, Laura. P.S. I'm never taking another day off uni again.
I love you.
I know.
So you're never taking another day off uni again. Yeah, right. It's early days. Right, thank you, Mary. More tomorrow at 5:15. Love ya.
Love ya.
One.
I love you.
I know.
Monday, the 10th of November, 1997. Dear Diary, had our first Sub-City show today. Got all the CDs ready last night. I was dead nervous, so we met in the GU bar before, and I had a couple of pints.
I need to explain that Sub-City is the university radio station in Glasgow. Mary, thanks so much for the tapes.
Anytime.
Got one of them here. Here's Laura on Sub-City Radio in Glasgow.
Okie dokie, this is 106.7 Sub-City Radio. I'm Laura and that's Lisa. And while Lynn's out the studio, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'd just like to describe how starstruck she was about an hour and a half ago.
Now, can we just take the viewers, in fact, the listeners, back? We're actually lunching with quite a famous celeb.
Yeah.
In the beer bar of all places.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually out of and we were sitting there discussing, you know, our lives, how interesting they are and whatever else. And Lynn just totally went, what's that famous guy from the TV? Lynn, oh Lynn, oh Lynn.
That's Mr. X then.
Yeah.
Wow. Nicely bleeps out, Laura. And now, also on Sub-City Radio in Glasgow, Laura learns Scottish.
Hello there. Hello. Welcome to Teach Laura Scottish.
We're going to be teaching one of our friends how to pronounce these words in the Scottish language.
It's going to be very, very tricky for her because I'm from Stirling.
I don't think you're from Stirling, love, that accent, but we'll certainly work with that. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Right, your first phrase is, are you all right, bird?
Translated into Glaswegian, you're right, bud. Stairs?
You're right, bud.
Brilliant. That was Laura learning Scottish. Wow. I know, so that was a couple of bits from the first few shows on Sub-City Radio. Go ahead, Mary.
We decided to call ourselves the L Team, as all our names began with L. Genius.
Brilliant.
There were loads of scary people hanging around the studio when we got there, being all cool. But they left after about 10 minutes into our show. I don't think they liked what we were playing. I was actually quite glad, because they were putting me off. It's really nerve-wracking if you think about it. Broadcasting to the whole of Glasgow and surrounding area. That means loads of people listening to us. I tried not to think about it. We said we'd do requests and dedications, but no one really called.
Oh, no, I can't understand why.
Okie dokie, this 106.7 Sub-City Radio.
Sorry, carry on.
Fraser said they've been having problems with the phone. So it could be that again.
Actually,
but if it wasn't...
I've had that before in a station I was working on. It's a problem with the phone. So they normally call, yeah.
But if it wasn't, not to worry, because not that many people listen at that time.
What time are you on, Laura?
4 till 6.
No, no one listens then. yeah. Only like one of the biggest points of listening in during the day. But never mind. Go on.
I made a few mistakes. But all in all, I thought we sounded very professional.
Yep.
Okie dokie, this 106.7 Sub-City Radio.
I'm glad I was with Lisa and Lynn for my first time. Just phoned Ben, and he wants me to send him a tape, as he thinks it'll be an interesting listen.
He's not wrong.
He's been dead supportive, and that makes me love him even more. Obviously, I would never tell him that. If I did, he'd only say he knew already. Maybe he's just being nice because he thinks I'll be getting loads of male attention now that I'm on the radio. Love, Laura. P.S. Maybe uni isn't as bad as I thought.
Oh, Laura's got her own show on the radio. Thanks, Mary. Have a good band practice.
Will do.
Speak to you tomorrow. Love ya.
Love ya.
This is One Radio One.
Okie dokie, this 106.7 Sub-City Radio.